everything. And that's what you're saying. And see, that's the confidence that your sitting president has right now. Back to John Bolton. He wants to make himself look ridiculous. He wants to make himself look inappropriate in every way. And they're still going to bow before his feet. Still going to bow before his feet. And that's, it's the people who are not. There's no way possible he's ever going to make it, but he is. He said all along. And then you have a little thing where you can't do nothing, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And then they have a little building for 19,000 people, not on Juneteenth, God damn it, it won't be on Juneteenth, where you have this little setup, and you run, and he has a little thing, so there's 19,000, which is a huge rally. 1.12 million people RSVP'd. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And so, and his ratings are so low that nobody would even drive by. Oh, it's ridiculous.
I know. It's ridiculous. Stupid. Yeah.
True. And awesome. So there's the rub. And there's the rub again. And then everybody will talk about it. Well, it's impossible. Well, those people, well, they're just not, they don't have any sense. They're not thinking right. Well, he's got a spell on them. He's got Bette Midler. Bette Midler's done put a spell on them. Oh, he's gone to witchcraft. Oh, Lord, yes, he's done something terrible. He's gone to the aliens and made a deal and sold us for food to the aliens to get this information to build this yarmulke. Oh, he's going to build a yarmulke. Yarmulke's going to be right here. And then they're going to go through the sun. He's going to burn us all to death. That damn devil. He's the devil, Kevin. He's the devil. He's going to bring all this stuff in, and Bob's going to pay for it. We don't know why. But he's going to pay for it, and it's going to be all right. And then everybody's going to die. Won't that be sad? We don't know if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez should be the first one to go or the last one to go. We haven't decided.
Okay, next question. Will. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Yes, Bob can put that. March 5th, 2016, someone's asking the difference between the ship body and the cloud. And you said, okay, chip body is 40.92% carbon, 4.58% hydrogen, and 54.5% oxygen by mass. The cloud is where it'll hang out. So the chip body is going to hang out in the cloud. It's the environment. The cloud would be your carbon-based Al2SO4, and then you and the rest of the things. So the caller said, so the chip body can be a trebler or an applier, and it hangs out in the cloud. Ion said, it will, but we're waiting on you to finish the code, and we're not very patient. The Looky Box code, so that little man can access it. Please tell me more about this Looky Box code, Are we there yet?
They're almost. Now, the one who was holding it was Jean Kennedy Smith, and now she's done. So it'll be opened up pretty quick now. That's what you were holding on. From Bloomsday, the Ireland ambassador.
Oh.
He was holding the key.
Oh, Jean Kennedy.
Bob.
American diplomat. So what code was she holding? Tell me more.
The key, the lock and key.
And is this a lock and key on a physical level that people know about?
Yeah. They made a movie about it.
Ah.
And it's spelled L-O-C-K-E and key.
Oh, the lock key. Not the lock and key.
No, it's lock and key.
Jean
Kennedy Smith.
Kennedy Smith.
Bob knows her. He had an affair with her, Carolyn.
What did she do?
Well, she was holding...
She was the ambassador.
Lock and Key TV series. It's a TV series.
In Ireland, from Bloomsday, from James Joyce, bullshit, there was a key, a code that she had. She had to bite it before we could get to what Carolyn just now asked. And Carolyn knew that Bob had done her in, so that's why she asked. Pretty fortuitous for you, honey.
Now, are you saying she died or she gave up the key?
She's dead. Because she wouldn't give up the key.
And if we watch the series, we'll learn about this key and code?
Bob will never watch that. It's the most ridiculous thing in the whole wide world. He can't be still. He can barely watch Breaking Bad. So, yeah, no. And that's, no. He don't count on Bob for watching nothing. He's sitting around on his bum till it's rotten. So, yeah, he'll stand around and do stuff. But, yeah, you might like it. Watch a few of them. And it's a little weird how they do it, but it'll show you how it'll make sense, perfect sense. The little Myerson Bob sitting on the mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking through the lock, through the skeleton key, and they were looking in the locks for the key. Because sometimes they'd fall through, you'd push them through. But anyway, that was a different. But see, you look through the keyhole, and you can see Bob sitting on the mantel. Well, lock and key gives you an example of how you can separate yourself from those conditions. And that's all it is. But they go too far with putting the key in the head and, you know, some of that kind of stuff. It's a little too much. But otherwise, it'd be the boringest thing in the world. So it keeps it exciting that way, you see.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
That was at 12:30. Another thing to re-listen to, as Bert would say. Okay, so...
A little question about Laura Ingraham.
Ingraham.
She's quite informed and up on things. Does she have a whole staff that finds the details from the topic of the day, and then they write it up, and then she just spews it off?
Okay, she does show prep, okay, and that's being done, and it's done outside of Drudge and the stupid things. But if you notice, she's pretty well versed when it comes to what was on MSLSD or what was on the Washington Compost. You know, she's aware of all those thingy things that happened. So, yeah, she's got folks there. She is, we forget, catfishing the predators.
Great. So she has a staff, maybe 10 people working for her.
Probably 30.
Yeah. So she's the coach or the representative of the team.
Well, now Hannity had his own thing, because remember Hannity was his own Zach guy back when he was in Atlanta. WSB, AM 750, every day. That's when he came to Atlanta. That's when he got relatively famous, if he's famous now. We're not sure he's famous now. But if he were, that's when he got it. His is separate because he's number one. But now all them others are starting to sort of tie on his. They're hitching a wagon to his star.
Okay, so I bring this up because I wonder how her day goes. You come in, you pick an issue, and then she gets her rant together about it. Or is it planned several days ahead of time?
It goes too fast because she's talking about what's happening right. See, that's the argument that people have with Fox. They say the one show says it, and then the next show says it, and then the next show says it, and then the next show says it, and they're all talking about the same thing. So if it's on John Bolton's book, Tell All, then everybody all day long, that's all you hear about someone else's pitch or y'all on that particular story of the du jour. And so it has to be topical. And they share with what's what. But if you look around at what's going on, you get caught up pretty quickly of what the new whispers are. It's all about whispers.
Oh, does she have people in intelligence agencies telling her stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of
okay,
course.
So what's this? Yeah, I am. Is Fox News propaganda for Fox Station? The CNN and the liberals say Fox, they don't listen to it, it's propaganda. Do you agree with that definition?
No. It's not fake. Everything else is fake news. It's not propaganda. They're telling you what's happening. If what's happening is propaganda, okay. But what is propaganda?
Is CNN propaganda?
No. They are an editorial. They give their opinion of their opinion.
Right. So there's no propaganda going on in the old World War II sense of brainwashing the public. About
we don't even know
story.
What propaganda is. What is propaganda?
Well, on the content level, it's the idea that the Japanese bombed Hawaii and nobody saw it coming. Let's say Roosevelt did have it coming, and he didn't want that. He knew it was coming, so he didn't put it out there that he knew. So they create the lie that the Japanese surprised them. So that's propaganda of the content. It's a meme that goes out, and people agree to it or learn to make it part of their truism.
Well, hell yeah! Now if you're saying like that, yeah, maybe all of that's the case. Okay, because a lot of times they set this up to set this up. We'll give you a perfect example. If there is propaganda, here's propaganda, Bob. Do you know on Saturday night we had a show? Do you remember Saturday night?
Yes, I remember the show. Great show.
Okay, and you remember we were having this blowing thing and we were screaming like a banshee and, oh, they was going to burn the Waffle Hut and, oh, they was going to burn the Wendy's.
Yeah.
You can look at that. You can look at that. Now, we knew what was happening and we told what was going to happen. But if you look up that footage, 35 minutes, before the Wendy's was burned, they announced on the news that the Wendy's is burning. It's fully engulfed in flames, blah, 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 blah. Well, they had the thing live on the helicopter watching it. They had a little fire in the front of it. It looked like it was burning toilet paper or a little pine straw. I mean, just enough to really roast a weenie on is about all it was. And then 35 minutes later, then the building gets all of a sudden catches on fire. They're announcing it from a propaganda standpoint that the building was being burned before it was ever burned. Is that propaganda?
Mm. Yes, I guess that's managed or manipulated news. Okay,
yes.
So taking
they're causing the news. They'll say John F. Kennedy, the last sister of John F. Kennedy, died today before she actually died. And she got the news, I better die. I'm already dead. She read her own obituary and thought she better bite it.
Did that happen?
Pretty much.
For an example.
You did it, Bob. Do you remember? Do you remember? You had to have
the key. Yes, I do. I do remember killing her. Okay, so Jockey Lowe, the Jesuit priest intellectual that McLuhan liked back in the 1965, wrote a book on propaganda, and he said propaganda was not the messages of the content of the culture, it was the technologies the culture used, the cars, the radios, the highways, the technological environment were what formed men's attitudes, a deeper level than content messages like the death of Gene Kennedy Smith. Would you accept that definition of propaganda by Jacques Ellul?
We don't care.
Is propaganda?
We're probably never going to use that word.
Right. You do use conditioned responses. Does that have a similar meaning?
We do. Well, it could if it causes one. All right. Okay. So let's do another.
Yeah.
Let's give another one. Oh, well, the Wendy's is what we were talking about. How they announced
yeah.
it was going to burn before it burned.
Yeah, we said that's propaganda. It's a
yeah.
kind of manipulation. Okay, so it's a multi-level word. People toss it around. But propaganda does not apply to what Fox News does, and it doesn't apply to CNN. There's something else going on with the
media. But now they will take in something, and they'll have a complaint. Laura Ingraham does it. Carlton, he does it all the time. He sets things up. He'll invite a guest on with that little smirk where you just want to punch him in the goddamn face. You just want to punch him and punch his lights out because he's got that little smirk knowing that the person is going to say the wrong thing, and he's going to say, well, you're an idiot, and I think you're stupid, and if you don't know you're stupid, you're really stupid, because anybody can see that you're stupider than the average bear. Well, I don't like when he twirls that thing, like he makes this mess that he's going to whiz through and clean up, like he's going to prove the point of the point. That's a bit cliched as far as that goes, but that would be on the edge when they start adding to. Sean Hannity did that with Uranium One. He tried to make that a story. God damn, he tried to make that a story. He told everybody to be still. He called everybody he could call, every number in the phone book, in the yellow pages, in the white pages. He called everybody personal and told them all about Uranium One, that Hillary Rotten Clinton had sold all the uranium, and it was terrible. It was the devil incarnate. We're all going to die. You let these people in here, there's a wild man in the yard.
Okay. Come on. We've done this
nothing
before.
Ever
so
came
what's
of
your
it.
Point?
But then
what's
nothing. But nothing came. Nothing came of it.
Yeah. So what? Still are you relating this to propaganda? What are you talking about?
Yeah. He was trying to create propaganda regarding Uranium One, and nothing came of it. Unless and until that now it does. So there's your little heads up of what's coming.
What does?
Uranium One.
What does? The Uranium One.
The propaganda. Yeah, it'd be a big deal
with
Ukraine.
So I'm asking you, people. It's like McLuhan said in the 60s. The journalists, they got a lot of right copy. They got to write up every day. They're busy, so they use the labels left right to categorize their copy and speedy production of news to the newspapers and that.
Yeah.
But there was no left right. Listen, there was no left right. So when they say CNN is something and Fox News is propaganda, that's like the old left-right categories because it doesn't apply.
Uh-huh.
The people ain't listening.
Yeah.
People aren't taking
right.
things in. So there's no propaganda, and that's a useless term to criticize Fox or CNN, correct?
Like a cool medium or a warm medium,
yeah.
Same thing. It doesn't make it doesn't matter
factors.
At all.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So would you say
you went through you went through all that just to say that? Damn, that's a waste of time.
No, okay. Then the follow-up is someone
that
watches Fox Porn, we tend to enjoy Tucker and Laura and the rest of them. They seem to be funnier or quicker, but it's the deadness over CNN. So do they have any good commentators like Tucker and CNN?
They all left.
Okay, so why did they leave? Why is it a dead
ratings? Ratings.
Oh, okay,
ratings,
way went down.
Ratings.
Okay. All right, got that.
Well,
Ben
Zos blew it. Ben Zos, it was his to lose, and it was the best thing ever, ever, ever. They don't even play that shit in the airport no more. They sued.
What's his
it's
name?
Over.
Ben who? Ben Zos?
We call him Ben Zos, the owner
Who's
of
that?
CNN.
Bezos? Bezos? I thought he owned the Washington Post. I didn't know he owned the CNN.
No, but he owns enough of Isengard from Disney to control CNN.
Right. So how does he deaden it, Jeff Bezos? What's he do?
Has money in it, trying to make money off of it.
Well, he's trying to make it propaganda against Trump?
No, he's trying to say anything. He's trying to say anything to make people watch, and nobody's listening anymore. Because there's only one half of 1% that wants the police dead, Bob.
So he what is it? He cried wolf too much in his attempts to have variety of content.
Yeah,
and
himself so high. He hoisted himself so high that his petard could suck its own dick and it fucked itself to death.
Okay, next question. There's abstract geometry, as in Euclid. These designs and patterns they work out. If we go, and we'll call that a product of the phonetic alphabet and visual bias, man's thinking in Greece started looking at visual patterns. Now we're in way beyond visual bias. We're in multi-tactile bias. Can we say that
you're
we would
the
make
Syro,
it?
You're in the Syro-Phoenician now, Bob.
Okay, that's way before the Hebrew and Greek phonetic alphabet streamlined to 22. Letters.
We agree.
Or 26 letters. But if you go, we're retrieving the pre-literate writing, and that's my point. So geometry would design processes in our body? Is that how we'd apply geometry to rhythms, to autonomic systems?
Segments of systems. Segments of systems. You could do it that way. That'd be all right. That'd be nice.
Okay. So the 4X formula, which is a bringing together of geometry and trigonometry, that unique combination.
You're talking about triangulation. There is no 4X formula.
Oh, right, but that's what I call it. You call it triangulation, but the uniqueness is it mixes geometry and trigonometry, right?
Yes,
that's what it does.
Oh, yeah.
So you call it triangulation. Is that a basic pattern? You can apply that to processes in your body? That would be the new geometry or the retrieved geometry using that?
It's going to. So are you saying that if you got good at this, that you could triangulate when you're actually going to ascend?
Right.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah,
Karen will work on that. Karen's going AI. She's going AI. Ooh, yeah. JW's daddy went to AI. JW's daddy went to AI, too, and they learned things in AI.
Yeah, well, I did AI a long time ago. I've been circling
well,
that
yeah,
way.
But then, yes, but then AI did you, and you didn't like it so much, did you?
Yeah, that's called Synocrity. But I still wrote it.
You can call it whatever you want to. It's all right.
Okay, so, we're talking about the formula, what's coming.
Triangulation
for body processes in the angel diagram, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep, notice how nobody talks about it much anymore.
Right. So the triangulation
like that.
in the sociological processes are in my tiny note chart.
Well, if you ever finish it, yeah.
Yeah. It's in there, the new advanced geometry. Okay, very good.
Yeah, but you got to get your other quadrants worked out. You've got the part, you don't have the counterpart. But we're not pushing. You got time. You don't do nothing, so you got time to not do this too. I mean, if you're not going to do something, you might as well not finish your chart, right?
Right. No, but I see that what needs to be done is the hexadic. And that's,
right. Well, you can't drag them anywhere if they don't have anywhere to go. You can't tell them where they're going to arrive if you didn't tell them where they came to. And so you've got them in this spin. You got this spin. You got this wash, the auto wash. They got them in the chart and they can't get out. Oh, they bounce from quadrant to quadrant to quadrant, from space to space to space, and then they get to furry lint and their dick gets hard. But after that, they're kind of lost. They don't have anywhere to go. You got to get them to the end of it.
No, I agree. And so my diary entries will be a lot of what happens in March 18, 2009.
Of course. That's when you balked about Mussolini. We thought we were going to stomp your damn ass. What in the hell are you talking about? I didn't know anything about Mussolini. Without Mussolini, how do you have an anti-fascist if you ain't got a fascist? For God's sake.
How did he, back in 1938, how did he know about Ion? You know, that's in my diary.
Well,
he mentioned Ion. It was told.
All things are told. There's nothing new under the sun, Bob. How did Walter know how to name his cow Gene?
He's referring to Gene Kennedy Smith?
Yeah.
We knew that, Gerald. Gene Kennedy Smith is in Fringe. She just died, people. June 17th, age of 92. One of President Kennedy's 8 siblings.
The last
8 siblings.
The last of his siblings.
Yeah, he was born in 1917. She was born in 1928, 11 years later. Okay, so we're talking about
6 and 9 is 4, and 3 and 8 is 2, and 11 and 11 is 22. You got it, 22. Is that all the time? Yeah.
Okay, so what we're just talking why about these names, the fringe. What
triangulation and ascension. Triangulation and ascension.
Oh, yeah, the diary.
Yeah, you really do. Everybody, Bob really does go into trance, or he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about all the time. Either way. Either way, it's a really good run. It's a good
Either
run.
Either way, it works.
Good.
But listen to this. So Mussolini said Ion to me and my father, Rene. And Rene, he didn't know what it was. So he started to say, happy birthday. Say, happy birthday, Mussolini. But he didn't get it. He didn't know, did he, what Mussolini was referring to. I didn't know either.
Oh, no. No, he did not know. Rene was too proper for whatever he was.
That's right.
He was proper for whatever he was. And if he did have, if there was something sultry or uncomely, He would never acknowledge it, because if he acknowledged it, then he would be a co-sponsor of it. And he certainly wasn't going to be caught in their riffle wrath. Riffle wrath, that's what he used to call it. Their riffle wrath, puffery.
That's right. Now, on the Downton Abbey, the head butler, I like to tell people that's the way Renee was. He ran the show in the butler world there. Would you agree that's a pretty approximate portrayal of Renee's personality?
Renee did not decant wine. Decanting wine. We have to pour it through a filter when it gets old. He did not decant fine wines. He had a sommelier do that. He never did. He wouldn't do that. It was beneath him. And he never polished any silver, and he never did all that stuff. But now he would serve, but he's not polishing. He's not, bringing up. He's not making tea. So
The character in Downton Abbey, the head butler, he would
fuck him to death. He'd wash dishes. He'd slop the hogs. He'd do whatever he had to do. But Renee's not doing some of that stuff. He's like, no, thank you. Not proper.
Right,
That's what we have footmen for, Bob.
So Trump wants Bolton to get out there and talk it up. For what purpose? How does Trump exploit that?
It makes him look bad. It makes him look bad. So he overcomes it. So he can get up there and say, I brought people in here, and they've come at me at every side, even from the inside of my own house. They're trying to kill me. They're trying to poison me. They're trying to slight me. They're trying to talk bad. They're talking bad about me. He didn't have a chance. I gave him a prayer. I gave him one prayer, and I brought him in the fold. He was a stranger, and I took him in. He begged me like a whore that he is to let him give him a job, and I got him in because the Congress wouldn't pass him. They knew him. They knew he was the devil. They wasn't going to let him in. I took pity on this trite little nothing, big beard little motherfucker, note-taking motherfucker. I brought him in when nobody would have him. And now look what he's done to me. You see, it's beautiful.
Well, is the feds going to charge him? Charge Bolton?
We don't know. Not now. We're using him right now.
Okay, all right. Got it.
Come on now. Using him. It's good. It's like KT McFarlane. It's like KT McFarlane. That's the best thing ever happened to you, sir.
to me?
Who's
he?
KT? She. KT McFarland. Come on now.
Where did I engage her? What decade was that? But who was president?
Right now, next Tuesday.
Ah, she's coming. Okay, that's exciting.
No. She's the one they went after when they went after your buddy that Sidney Powell saved. Well, they tried to do the same thing to her. Well, but they didn't get her. They got Flynn, but they didn't get her. She passed them. She told him to suck a dick. She wasn't having it. She wasn't talking to him. She's got him. She didn't lose her house, and she didn't do all that mess. So she stood up, and now she's shining because she was trying to tell everybody what they had done to her. Nobody believed it. Now they believe it. So she became the point of context.
Yeah, is this in the news today? So, like, I go to drugs, I'll see that. Okay.
Yeah. You've got a new book telling all the news that is the news about the nation.
Okay. So, but that's a pro-Trump book.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah.
Well, no. It's not. Everything that's pro-Trump is anti-swamp.
Oh, so she's gonna complain about her life with Trump like Bolton did.
No. She's going to talk about how terrible the swamp is. And how she was in the system that gobbled her up and did this and did that, did this and did that, did all these bad things, and that she was stuck in it and couldn't get out. See, she was in the trap house and she couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay, next thing. So people right now think Trump is in bad shape and he's going down. The polls are going down. Will that be altered? Will the polls go up after his million-person rally on Saturday?
No. He wants them to go down. He's going to do something else. But he's going to, on the east wing, the north side of the east wing, there's a window that opens. They're going to show his penis. sticking out that window. They're going to show the Trump Leo. It's going to be the Trump Leo, and they're going to accuse him of doing all kinds of terrible things. It's going to be terrible things they're going to accuse him of. He's going to do everything he can to look as bad as possible. When Nancy Pelosi starts taking up for you, something's bad wrong.
And she's supporting Trump right now?
Yeah, she says, John Bolton, he wrote a book. He's going to make some money off his book. Well, why couldn't he come to Congress? We impeached the motherfucker. Why couldn't he support us? Oh, he wasn't interested in sobriety then. Oh, he wasn't interested in taking care of this. So he was much more about profit than he was piety of being a good American citizen, you see.
Right. Okay. So I posted that Trump, people are excited that Trump's polls are going down. They're falling for the Trump Leo. And I said, well, I just said last week that it's going to go down to minus 12, the polls on Trump. And he's going to lose all, looks like he's going to lose all 50 states. And then IN goes, watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted that, and that's still valid. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
That's the trend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, still. And he's having to work hard to keep his numbers low. Because if he's the big dick, if he's the winner, then people are going to look and say, that poor Biden Biden. Oh, he's so sad in his little book. Come on, let him be president for 30 minutes because he's just pitiful down there. And Jill can't point him to the right place. It's just terrible. It's worse than Nancy Reagan trying to.
Does he have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, every disease possible?
No. He doesn't have Parkinson's because he doesn't have the shake. But it's a level of dementia, and they've got him on a lot of medicine. He's taking a great deal. He's taking 200 milligrams of Aricept, which is way too much.
Okay, very good. So, but he's being set up. They want to get him be nominated, and then the next day the vice president behind him gets the job, right?
No, nobody wants him to be the nominee. Trump wants him to be the nominee. Can you imagine them on a debate stage, Bob? Can you imagine Biden debating you? Can you imagine Biden debating you? Can you imagine Andrew Crystal going toe-to-toe with you?
Yeah, but wait a minute. So I understand that. You talked about he's going to get raked over the coals in the debates. But why – and then we even talked about that he's the linchpin to all the scandals that they're covering up. So he has to be in that position as a gatekeeper, correct? For Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
But if Trump goes after him before the election, then his gatekeeping is obsolete, not important. And then
he's going to have to slay Pelosi. And he didn't want to slay Pelosi. That's the best friend he's got in the world. He didn't have a finer friend in the world than Pelosi.
So there won't be much done before the election in terms of Obama and Hillary going to jail. That's what's going to happen.
We don't know. That's a completely different conversation. That is a totally different conversation. That maybe depends. It depends. Depends on how you stir it. See, you got all this stuff in the pot. It ain't soup yet. You got all this stuff in the pot. Okay, that's great. No problem. Here's the thing. You don't know how high the gas is, how high the flame is. Mm. That soup could cook real fast. It could boil fast, Bob. Or it could go real slow and simmer, simmer. Stir it from the bottom.
So is there still a possibility that they have a brokered convention?
Oh, probably, yeah. They're going to Jacksonville. They had to get it out of the Carolinas. That didn't work.
That was Trump's convention.
Yeah.
So what about the Democratic convention? You said that's going to be brokered.
They probably won't even have it. They don't know if they'll have it.
It may not even matter. Yeah, the broker convention is not so definite as an event.
He's got to live. Their problem is they're trying to keep him alive long enough to show up to it.
But they don't want him. But they got to have him in there. And Trump is promoting them. They're caught between a rock and hard place. These Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
he
easy.
Said play
not
at ease.
Even important.
Yeah, he said play at ease.
I didn't say place. Yeah, you're right. It was dropped.
No, Pleiades.
Okay, here comes All right. So Jean Kennedy Smith, she has the lock and key to what Archive, or is it Phineas Glass Wake?
It.
What?
Glastick.
What? Oh, Glastick.
Glastick.
So did you know that, Karen?
No.
So there's your answer, Glastick.
She told you.
So that help you? Is that enough on that topic, Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we now know what you do. You can explore that, okay?
Because it opens up how it's a mosinite-like substance that can be sustainable. And you just needed to know how to open up the recipe to get it here. And she was holding that till now. And now those damn Kennedys are going to be done, finally. About got them all, Bob. You're doing good.
What was she holding it on behalf of the Kennedys or on behalf of Carolyn? What was she, why
James
was she
Joyce.
Holding it?
James.
How did Joyce get involved? Oh, is there a secret ionic plastic principle to Finnegan's Wake? Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, look at that, Karen. A lot of our knowledge is in Finnegan's Wake.
That's why we've been trying to pay a nigga to come do the play fair cipher, but can't have no takers yet. So you know,
right.
it do what it do. Hell, we gave them a cipher. We gave them what it is. Told them how to do it. And told them where to look. They had to go to bed. Okay,
so that's right.
We would too.
So, was Joyce had access to non-physical a medium or something in writing his book?
He did. He had to get out of himself. Who could write that bullshit, Bob? Who could write that chemical essence of nothingness for Pete?
Did he have
Ulysses was bad? Ulysses was bad enough.
I know. Did he have access to a medium of the quality of Rachel for the Nazis?
Not quite as good. Not quite as good. Not quite
right.
as good. But he could hear voices, Bob. He could hear voices. You know,
okay.
like you used to. Before they
yeah,
got you
like
the good
to.
Medicine. Back you used to before you got the good medicine. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so so all the great art movements and the great art, Shakespeare, Da Vinci, Joyce, and anybody else.
Jerry Fialka.
In the canon. Were they all attempting to get to force non-physical to talk, which I was the first to accomplish? They all were attempting
that. That was the goal. That was the goal. And what that did was, if you could do that, you could have the power to take the power away from non-physical, and you could ascend.
Right. Now, was that the meaning of the Holy Grail quest?
Yes. And it still is.
And it's the meaning of the Freemasonic symbolism and all the secret society stuff and all the secret groups and religions around the world.
And the all-C&I and the caps on the cap. We thought we laughed and called the caps on the Everglades. No, no. We were going to say the caps on the Everglades because remember about the Swiss Alps. How precious those are and where those mineral rights come through. We talked about that 1,000 years ago.
In the Everglades?
You won't remember. No, Bob. Oh, in the Alps, Swiss Alps.
Oh, in the Alps, okay. Is that connected to the capstone on the Great Pyramid?
It will. Remember we talked about it 1,000,000 years ago.
That's a new information there, Carol.
When Belgium falls. We talked about that.
Now we're coming to Belgium. That's what I was going to talk about.
We know.
Yeah,
it was about time. We didn't want to run too long. If it's more than 3 hours, you get pissy.
That's right.
Coffee animal.
Okay, so let's just move into that. In Nostradamus' quatrain about Bob, there's these references to these Belgium cities and towns. So I decided, after hearing you talk about Goliath with somebody, maybe it was on Saturday night, that because it says I'm going to deceive some battle kind of situation, I'm going to be tricky and win it. Is that because I'll go up against Goliath?
No, you'll send somebody, but you'll witness it. You'll witness the fall of Babylon again.
And that Goliath is...
Listen. You, Bob, will witness the final fall of Babylon again. And let me tell you when it's going to happen. Let me tell you when it's going to happen. Exactly. When you hear on Drudge, you're fucked up Drudge. We may just take that off the air. We're about tired of fucking with Matt Drudge. He's ridiculous, inappropriate in every way. But we might use him one day. Nah, probably not. It's like, what
do
happened
it after this day.
Story?
On this day.
After
what will I
after
see?
Chris, after when there's a crack or a fall or a failure of the Great Wall of China. That's when you'll see it.
That's when we'll see the fall of Babylon.
You will, not we, you.
And that'll happen in the Belgium area as Nostradamus lays it out.
Of course. That's what he was telling you. But they didn't give the zeitgeist of how it connects to China. And remember how they're spreading everywhere? Everywhere. They're everywhere, Bob. They're everywhere. Remember we told
you? China is?
Yeah. Remember? It spreads all the way to London and to France.
Oh, you're not talking about the new China. You're talking about the present communist China. They're spies and property they own all over the world.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
what you
yeah.
mean?
Correct.
Right.
Well, now you made it all dirty. It's not like that, but yes. Yeah. It is, but it's not like... Not
so Goliath involved China,
it.
Too. It's not just a Western or
no,
Middle Eastern.
No, yeah, that's... Of course not, Bob. But Goliath represents mammon. It's what represents everything that's going to take you down. It's what Karen's been fighting.
Okay. When you use the phrase zombie apocalypse, are we to look
yeah.
at traditional movie images, the great zombie movies, the people just walking into homes and bashing up the homes, or is this going to manifest in another form, the zombie apocalypse?
Kind of, you just go to Drudge, Matt Drudge, Drudge Report, go to the third one down and click it and watch what you see, and that'll be an example of the zombie apocalypse, where they take over a city or a province or a block or a something and start shitting in people's doors and eating people's heads off or sucking the juice out of their ears or something like that, and that's what they're doing now. So, you know, just about look outside. You go
okay.
go to the Bronx, go see what they're doing in the Bronx, and that'll get you exactly what's going
on. So it's the Antifa and Black Lives Matter footage is the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, you got to turn off your emails because that's going to be too much. You have that going all night long. It's going to be too much on Showtime.
Okay, so
yeah,
I turn it down.
All
right, so that's a zombie apocalypse. So then the next interesting point, when you listen to Christians, fundamentalist Christians, they say,
yeah.
if you start
like,
thinking you're going
like
to be
Herbert
a bomb.
W. Armstrong, like Herbert
yeah.
W. Armstrong Christian? Or
yeah.
Now, that's good Christian. Or like
yeah.
Tammy Faye Baker
even
Christian.
He,
there's
even
a difference.
He would say this. He would say, Bob,
mm-hmm.
you're saying that you're going to be a God. Now, that's blasphemy. Well, there is a God, but it's not you. You cannot be God. Now, that separates Ion. He analyzes the Book of Revelation
but
and
he,
all that
but,
stuff.
But if
he
No. But if he's, no, you hold it. But if he said that to you, Bob, you would quote the scripture back to him that you're created in the very image of God. And if Jesus is supposed to come back for the marriage supper of the Lamb and I'm the bride of Christ, what the fuck is he coming to get? if the blood of the Lamb was slain for me and it applies to me and my blood type has changed and I have the Lamb's perfect blood and that my DNA from the foundation of the world was brought forth out of the days of Elijah, you're going to tell me that I'm not going to make my conquered position or my point, that I'm going to transcend and ascend just like on the Emmaus Road? What the fuck is Pentecost for if it didn't bring me out of the ashes? Oh, yeah?
He'd back off
at that
point.
He'd say, you might have a point. I think I'll look at it again. I bet, hey, Bob, how about you run me a little exegesis on that and see how we come out on that one? That'd be good. See, because you can quote, that's what Vestal Goodman had. Nobody's talking about Vestal no more, and we're pissed about that. You better get you some goddamn Vestal back in the circle. You better know, or it's going to get
send
ugly.
Send me some new
you
music.
Like that,
send me some new songs.
You like that, if you like that turbo bridge. But anyway, the point of Vestal, she would quote the scripture to God like he didn't know it. She was so based and found in her position that she was not going to tell it. She's going to quote scripture to God and tell God what he's supposed to do. And God didn't have no choice. He's like, God damn, I got to get this shit straight up. This woman's going to come knock me out of heaven. Because she knew who she was. She knew how that power flows. You see, it's the
all
point.
Right.
And it's a point of order, and it's very good that you would have the Belgium condition, because that's where all the nastiness is in Belgium. Good, Bob.
Who's there? That's near Rotterdam. That's near Brussels. Is that the bad area? Is that what you're saying? Or corrupt
area? We talk about where the seat of the beast is, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some of the fundamentalists say it's in Brussels.
Right, they do. They're right. It is.
But that beast is me, isn't it?
No, you're the dark soul. You represent it.
I represent
the
beast.
So when it's toppled, then you're all that's left.
Aha.
You're not the Bob.
I'm not the Antichrist. Okay, got that.
You're not the Antichrist.
But when the Antichrist
come out of Belgium.
Well, come out of Brussels, did you say?
Yep. Although you did come out of the ass of a jackal, we'll give you that. But past that, you're just the regular old dark soul.
Right, but I thought that the legislature, executive, Congress was the beast.
Who runs it? That's
Brussels
the
runs
question.
Brussels
they
runs
will.
It.
They will.
Okay, is that the old Medici game?
No. See, you've been listening to Otto too much, Bob. You don't got too much Otto into it. Back to Otto von Habsburg off of it a little bit. The turning Texans didn't fuck you up, so don't worry about that. It's okay. You're using old archetypes trying to prove new means, and it's not working. Got to back off the old and bring in the new.
Right.
But your new chart's going to straighten that out. Thank God.
Yes, but you're saying that Otto is the closest to what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's better than the Demetis. When you're going back too way too far, they're not even involved in the conversation. I mean, that's like the Rothschilds can't even make wine. Why are you going to involve them in the conversation? Well, you wouldn't, because they're ridiculous. They're inappropriate.
Yes. So this point, where the Christians say you can't be God, that's where you separate from the Christians. You say, nope. Or you say we could be a God.
So you're going to call yourself a religion that calls yourself the name of fucking Christ, and you can't be God. That's rich, isn't it?
That's rich. Okay.
That's rich.
The next thing is, I found this phrase by McLuhan. He said, touch is Orphic. And now Orphic refers to Orpheus, who tuned the world, to quote McLuhan. It's also Mesolithic. Oh, goes that far back?
Mesolithic. Of course. It's also Mesolithic. That's the only way you can have a feel. That's the only way you have any visceral knowing of what it feels. Otherwise, you wouldn't. Without the Mesolithic, you would never know pain. That's what the F.
Yeah, you
pain.
Said feel. F-E-E-L, not F-I-E-L-D. F-E-E-L.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Feel.
So touch is orbic. Does that mean touch that contacts, holds on something, manipulates the rod? Or is it touch?
No different.
Is the interval, or is it both?
No, the resident node knows. The resident node knows. So that
well, that's what I'm. It's this. I've touched the table, then I lift my hand. I touch the table and lift my hand. That's rhythm.
That's tactility. That's right. Then check this out, Bob. Then in a second, you can tap it out, and then it won't be long. You can go. You can make a vibrational frequency to it and set a whole meme around the frequency that's juxtaposable against. That's how your AI works, Dr. D.
Right, and that's the patterns underlying matter on the cellular level. The musical levels you just tapped out is underneath the cells. That's what
we
call the frequencies.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It's what the table is trying to tell you.
Right. Okay. So, and now Orphism.
That was pretty good.
That's excellent. I think we finally wrapped up. Bert's going to be very excited at this one. We wrapped in Orphism, the religion, that resonate with the Mesolithic role of Orpheus, or is there any connection between the two?
It is. It's what it led to. It's what it fathered from. It was the, Mesolithic would be the paterfamilias of the conditioned response that they were trying to achieve. They'd already achieved it, but they didn't know it.
And they had to go through thousands of years to get to the Hellenic Greek
now, or more, to make a whole other thing, to see if they could get Plato to stop playing with himself and do something.
Right. Now, did the Mesolithic Orphic phenomenon involve talking with or listening, hearing, non-physical?
Yes. Now, see, that goes all the way up to the other side.
That means Orphanel was there. I was there.
Yeah.
Are you there? Yes, you got your back. Sounds like you got disconnected. Okay. So, yeah, Orphanel is part of Orphanel's trajectory, his journey, correct? My journey.
Yes, yes.
Preparation for the actual action of this moment of actually forcing non-physical to speak. So that was an early preparation, an early intuition of what they could do to get their shit together.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Michael of South Africa likes to say, no one's laughed as much as Bob. He spends all these hours with Ian, and that's funny. Ian is funny, so Bob's laughed the most. Is that true? I've laughed the most human as a human or a fake human? I've laughed a lot? Did someone outlast
you? Yeah. No one outlasts you. Except Karen, if it's really funny, but it's got to be really funny.
Yeah, she has standards. Okay, so anyways, I'm doing a lot of laughing if someone was counting.
Right, sure, that's right. That's right. Good. That's good.
Okay, so then I actually got to speak on the MEA Media College Association's panel today, interact a little bit. Will that get back? See, I exposed Lance. I said, Lance, you're not supposed to be not allowed here. Is that going to get back to him?
Do you want it to? We can do this either way. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, Bob, and sometimes you don't. It's all right with us either way. We don't care. They're insignificant.
I know. Very
sterile. Sterile. Unit. Nothingnesses. So, please yourself, Bob. If you want to cast your pearls before the swine, they're your pearls, baby. We'll give you all you want. It's all right with us.
Well, I want to have a little effect and tease a little bit. So is it going to get back to Lance that Bob brought this up, that he heard, Bob heard that Lance said that I was a banned, persona non grata? That will get back to him?
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Yeah, they seem to be on their, I think they all know about me. They're on their guard when I show up. They seem to know.
Well, as goddamn well they should, because all of a sudden, see, the difference between you and them, we can make your words true. They can't make their words true.
Right.
But we can make your words true. That's the difference. That's where you got them. Matt, come on, May. Persona non grata, for God's sake. They don't even know what it means.
Who doesn't know? I don't, or they don't?
They don't.
So this might be the last point, interesting point. Of course, you know, we tell Scott stuff. He goes running off researching it, looking for chinks in our armor. So he came up with this. He said, this is after you talked about magnetism. I don't know if it was him or it was Derek on Saturday, but it was talked about in public. So Scott writes, the notion that we'd lose the shielding effect of the magnetosphere seems to be the primary effect recognized by conventional science. There's nothing about magnets losing their magnetic polarity. Now, I assume you said magnets would. I think I remember you
saying
that.
They will lose their polarity because there'll be no field to make a north and south field. You know when you try to push two magnets together and they're opposing and they repel each other? That's only because of the magnetic sphere. That magnetism comes from the spinning of the core of the Earth. So when that stops, you're going to lose that magnetic repulsion or connection going to be discounted. That's why AC current works, because of the electromagnetic field.
Well, why would science say this nonsense about magnets, say they do not lose their magnetic polarity? Why would they say that?
Because they know it. I mean, if you take,
they know it. They know they're wrong. That statement's wrong.
Yes. Listen, you take a wire and wrap it around a nail, put a juice through the nail, you'll turn the nail into a magnet. When you take the wire off, after a little while, the iron, the Fe, the conductor of the magnetism, fails and it's no longer magnetic. So it withers. Well, if you take the field away, it takes the magnetism out of the magnet. And they know that. So that's what he's trying to. He doesn't know what he's talking about, but or they don't. But
Or they're hiding it, you said. They don't like people to know this.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of shit they don't know, Bob. It's pretty ridiculous. No, we're not being... Well, we are. Yeah, we are being mean a little bit. Because it's like, it's ridiculous. You listen to this bullshit, then you get on the thing, turn on anything you want to, and listen to them tell you about the State of the Union. The un-ion. They'll show you the old un-ion. They'll show it to you. But it's so silly because after about 30 seconds, you know better. And you're going, you know what? Congratulations on that. I'm going to wait and see. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cuomo. I'm going to wait and see how it turns out, if you don't mind. You probably don't mind, do you? If you're so right, we can wait you out, can't we? Well, of course you can. Okay, no problem.
All right, so then Scott follows up with this quote. The first thing to understand about the magnetic field is that even if it weakens, it's not going to disappear.
It is going to disappear. It's going to be eviscerated. It's not going to disappear. It's going to be eviscerated. He's correct. It's not going to disappear. It will be eviscerated.
Now, that's actually what John Stewart said today in some interview. He apologized for doing something about not eviscerating Bill O'Reilly or people he had on his show. He gave them too much publicity. Let's just look that up. He used that phrase. Evisceration. Extravagance. Let me see. Evisceration. Stewart. Just to finish this point, John Stewart says he regrets what he calls the evisceration expectation, inviting bad people from his point of view, like Bill Bailey or Bill O'Reilly, on the show. What is John Stewart worried about? Is that a valid...
The condition that his condition is in?
He's not doing too well.
Remember Bill? No. Well, none of them are. Trump beat them at their own game. They was going to run his dick in the dirt. And he said, I like my dick in the dirt. I like this. Look at the big trench I make. Come in, get my dick and run it through the dirt again. Matter of fact, come do it again. I like it. I like it. Let's go again. You like that? I like that, too. You embarrassed me. It was terrible. I used to like you, but I don't think I like you anymore. Ooh, I have an ally with a father. Let's see how you go. You want to take it? Can you take it like I can take it? Let's see. Show me something. Show me something, mister. And then it's ugly. And then Bob comes in, and it's too wet to plow after that.
All right, so...
The xenocracy of Bob. Lockdown
right,
Bob rule.
Now, what...
Well, therefore, he's got to engage in the zeitgeist that has been laid out. He's the Babylonian creation that can't expel Constantinople. Therefore...
Constantinople, a nice place compared to Babylon? Happy place? That's the first time you set up that polarity.
Yeah. Well, it's on purpose because it's trying to say they can't take it away. They don't like it. They don't accept it. They don't acknowledge it, but they can't dispel it.
They can't dispel Constantinople, is what you're saying.
Correct.
So in the Dark Ages, Constantinople was kind of blessed, and they didn't suffer what Europe suffered during the Dark Plague.
That's exactly correct. And in the days of Troy, they didn't deal... after war with the Trojans. Troy was an ally.
That's the Ottoman Empire.
Byzantine. Don't say Ottoman. You don't know what you're talking about. Byzantine is a bigger picture than the Ottoman. The Ottomans are what beget from the Byzantine Empire. Now the Byzantine, now that became the girth of Babylon. It was forming.
Right, but is Byzantine... Right. Connected back there with the Quasnites and Tibet and...
Sure. They're all connected. You put them in a sack and dump them out. You can't tell the difference, Bob.
What did I do in the original Byzantine environment or dynasties?
They had Delft tiles on a blue wall in the Tecopte temple, and you cut the dicks off the little babies. You were the moil.
I would cut them with the tiles?
No, in that room that was covered. It's there in the Tecopte temple. Still there. Still there. You can go there right now today. So tell Scott Norris to go look and see if it's there, motherfucker. You can go there. You can go see it. And there's my little fingerprint on the wall.
So what I was doing with that, I was setting up the pattern of circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the, why did they do that to the babies? What would they benefit?
Because you were looking, the cutting off of the tip end of the penis exposed it. So it opened up the capacity of the unction that allows you to ascend.
So it's helping.
Which is why you're
helping.
Which is why you were helping, which is why you're not circumcised to this day.
That's right. So,
but you can be. You can be. It'd be all right if you want to be. Carolyn's got a template. She'd do it in a second. It won't take a minute. It won't be just like that. Be gone.
So I spent thousands of years looking up different ways to be Orpheus and tune the world, liberate the little man, and fulfill the role of the dark soul. So that
circumcision stuff
was early technique I was experimenting with. And then I finally got
you
to
were you were explaining, here's what you were trying to do. You were trying to prove the point of how the circumcision of the heart applies. The circumcision of the penis, you were showing that the circumcision of the heart was above that. But you had to be based in the beginning. And then you showed how it's going to snip the pericardium. That's what's going to allow that change to occur.
Right.
That's
so
good,
I was. I know.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's deep knowledge. Okay, but the point is that I was trying different methods. Usually they didn't work, or they moved to the next level, and then.
Or they were obfuscated. Otherwise they were obfuscated about the same time they landed. Time you got the solution, you can make the opera, the singer died. Just when you get the opera ready to go, the singer, the aria would go flat.
Right. Okay. So what was it about this century, past 100 years, that gave me the advantage where so I finally got it all together and pulled off the ultimate Orpheus tuning, Orpheus broke spiral? What was the factor in the 20th century that made it happen? Electricity, because it evaporated the guff?
No, it's kind of a combination. It's a Nelson Thal, Joe Dunn Sloan. We can't include Bob Carr because he's still a counterpart that's viable. He's actually still viable. Well, good for him. I mean, he's hanging on. God, you know, that's good. And they're trying to tear down the Washington Monument now because Washington owned slaves and he was going to be the king. Right? Trump's going to be a viceroy, but. And they may do it, but we're going to see how it goes. You don't have Worcester in the mix anymore, so we'll see how this goes. So this becomes a combination of those things. It's kind of like the combination dinners at the Chinese restaurant. With six, you get egg rolls.
Right. So you said Nelson Thal, Joe Dutt Sloan, two very opposite people. Anybody else in the mix there?
Well, we said Worcester in the soup of the Washington Monument. Then George Washington, which is more than 100 years, but that monument still stands from that side.
Did Washington stay alive? Did he alive? Is he still alive like Jefferson?
No, he didn't make it, but his Martha did. Martha's still alive.
Okay. All right. So so that's the mix. Maybe some other people, but you're not spelling them out right now.
Yeah, we can't get too carried away because you'll take advantage of it. No, we don't want.
I'll exploit it.
You've got the fucking big head so bad now. You're worse than Val Deming right now.
What do I have? The glue head? Did you say?
Big head.
Oh, big head. And who's Val Deming?
Okay. You look her up.
Okay, very good.
She thinks her shit don't stink.
All right, so we've accomplished just a lot in this session. Thank you very much.
That's
really good.
Might get 15 or 20 minutes out of you if you're real careful, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Happy days. All right. Hey, what you want to do Saturday night? You want to play? We'll show up if you will.
Well, I'll let you know.
Perfect.
Don't worry.
Perfect.
You're in my thoughts.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Thank you very much.